Episode 355, Finish Strong.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Day, sweet ladies. How are you? Can you believe it? The 60-day push is here today. Today is it. It's day 60. Woo! It's celebrate good times. Are you celebrating? Or are you just saying, well, I've only listened to you, Christiane. I really haven't done much. Hey, that's okay, because why? You finished listening. I had a friend of mine tell me, she said, you know what, Christiane? She goes, one thing I really need to work on this coming year is finishing what I start. That doesn't mean that you have to finish it always as perfection. That doesn't mean that you're going to accomplish always your goals, but you finished. And today it's about finish strong. Are you ready to finish strong? I know you are. Okay, come in, take a seat. It's time to breathe a little bit. I'm going to try to not be too overly excited, because it's nothing like coming to the end of something that has been just such a long process. And you think, gosh, really, what have I learned? And that's a question I want to ask you. What have you learned over these past 60 days? What have you learned about yourself? Maybe you did take time to write some things down, and then a few weeks went by and you didn't do anything. And then, oh, then you thought about it and pondered it a little bit more. And then you let it go. It doesn't matter whether or not you did absolutely everything along the way, or you were present only in the moments of when you were listening to my voice. All means you finished strong. You see, as moms, as women, it's real easy for us to hang ourselves out on the clothesline first, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Because we want the best for us right now, and we want it immediately. That's that immediate self-gratification that is so built up in our generations today, and it kind of has flown into, you know, our bloodstream. And with that bloodstream going, we just want to say, whoa, but this isn't good enough. The thing is, it's not about good enough. It's about finishing strong. You finished. Maybe you didn't get as far along as you thought you had planned for, but there's no worries. You're still here, right? You're listening. That's a start. Maybe that's more than you've ever done before in your life. I've got a couple girlfriends who have told me their college stories and said, only if I could do things differently. One told me that she went to school, yet she never finished. Now that she's older and wiser, with more experience under her belt, she regrets the decision that she made at the time. She can't go back in the past, yet she still is allowing that to eat at her. And that's something that she's been personally working on. You see, this whole thing about finishing strong is about being present in the moment on the journey that you are in. That doesn't mean that you're going to finish to a grade of A+ or a grade of B-. It doesn't mean that you're going to hit perfection. It doesn't mean that you're going to do everything right the first time or the second or the third. You see, you're on a journey, and the journey doesn't end today. What it is just simply a symbol of saying, this is it. I finished strong on this particular moment in my life, where I am right now. A lot of times, we don't give ourselves enough credit. We want to knock ourselves down before we're even close to picking ourselves back up. So remember, this is a journey that you're on. Today is not the end. Yes, it's the end of the 60-day push, but it doesn't stop here. There's going to be a lot more yet to come. Your journey is not over. Your life is not over. You're not 6 feet under yet. And Lord willing, He's got a bigger plan than you may think you know. And there may be days that you feel like you weren't having to do everything that you are thinking you need to do, because it all looks like work. But the journey that you're on is a precious journey. It's your journey. And when you are on your journey, it's imperative that you finish strong. So how do you go about from here where you are right now, listening to my voice and moving forward from this point? How do you do it? This is how. Oh, that was a big kiss. I think I broke my jaw on that one. Okay, so you have to finish strong in the moment, and I'm not going to edit that part out because it's just too funny. You see, we think we always know what we're supposed to happen, but sometimes things happen for a reason, and we may not figure out that reason until months or years or decades later. Sometimes we don't even know that reason. So for you, your kiss is to finish strong in the moment. Number one, be present where you are, right here, right now, at the sound of my voice. When you're done listening with this, you need to be present in that moment at that time. But where you are right now, you shouldn't be thinking about, but I've got that dentist appointment, and oh, then I've got to go, yeah, hello, where are we now? You see, that brings us to number two, don't jump ahead. A lot of the times, women are great at this. We're formulating thoughts before anybody has responded to our first response. We think we know what's going to come out of their mouths. We're quick to interject our own, you know, finish the sentences. Have you ever done that with your wonderful sweet mate? And they'll be talking and all of a sudden you're like, oh, and you finish their sentence for them. And you're like, I was just going to say that. Why didn't you let them say that? I find that happens a lot to me. Why? Because I love to talk. But it's important for people to finish their thoughts. But with women, we are a little more intuitive. And so it's kind of like we jump ahead of ourselves. Don't jump ahead. Don't allow your minds to wander somewhere else. Try to stick and be stuck in the moment that you're in. Responding to the moment that you're in, responding to the event so you can, what, impact that outcome, E plus R equals O. Enjoy the good, the bad, and the ugly. The stuff that doesn't work out may actually work out. It may just not feel that way at that time. But if you let your mind jump ahead, if you go ahead of where you are, then things can get all discombobbled and stretched and, oh my goodness, and you don't know what kind of junk you're dealing with. And then what are you doing? You're just reacting. That doesn't help you, what? Finish strong. And that's your goal. Finish strong in the moment. Every moment you want to finish strong. Number three, never, never, ever give up. Yeah, we did an episode on that, didn't we? Yeah. A while back. Never, ever, ever give up on you. You're the first one who gives up on yourself. Your hubby won't give up on you. Your children don't give up on you. They may at one moment say, I don't like you because you're making them do chores, but ultimately they don't give up on you. But the first person to give up on you is you. So stop it. Don't do that. You got to finish strong in the moment. And when you give up on yourself, are you finishing strong? No. So you need to finish strong. You need to say yes, I can do this. I may not like it, or I may not like the outcome that was actually produced, but I'm okay with it where I am now. And number four, in order to finish strong in the moment, I need you to do one big, humongous thing. You need to love yourself. Love your reflection. You got to look at yourself in the mirror. You got to feel good about who you are in that mirror. You got to know from the heart, the inner soul being of you, and say, yeah, I love that person. Maybe there's some stuff I need to work out. I'm gaining some wrinkles here and there. Maybe I've put on an extra 20 pounds. I'm going to work on that. But you see, if you don't love yourself, what happens is everything else above, including finishing strong, it won't happen. Because you'll feel like you're always settling. And not just settling, but settling as a failure. You'll consider yourself a quitter before you even begin anything. Don't count yourself out. You are precious cargo in this world. Did you hear me? You are precious cargo in this world. God has a purpose for you, a plan for you. You may not know exactly what it is, or you may think you're on the right track, but that journey that you're on, oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. It is amazing. In order to finish strong, you got to love yourself. Love your reflection. Because if you don't, no one else will. I've said it how many times during the 60-day push that I'm here to carry your belief torch. But there comes a time that you have to be willing to take that belief torch away from me. And you have to stand tall and be bold and finish strong. You can do this. I believe in you, or you wouldn't be here right now. You wouldn't still be listening to me. You wouldn't have finished these 60 days out. You would have turned me off a long time ago. But there's something here within you that says, I got to finish strong. That's where I'm supposed to be. And you may not have all the answers. You may not know what career path you're supposed to be in. You may not know what job is around the corner. You may still have problems with your kids. They're misbehaving. Well, you know, part of it is being kids. You may be still struggling in the relationship where it's not quite, the intimacy level is not where you want it to be, but you're willing to work on it. Yeah, and for health, I'm getting there. I know I need to eat better. I need to drink more, H2O, that water, that good stuff. Throw away the junk and put more spunk in it. You need the good stuff. You got to finish strong. As you continue your journey, as we continue together, see, I'm on a journey too. My journey doesn't stop. I had a few moments earlier today before recording this, and quite frankly, it brought me to my knees. And I thought, okay, Lord, you know, it just seems like everything is falling apart. But that means something's going to go right if everything's falling apart. He's got your back. He always finishes strong. And with that, you will too. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.